Oh, dear alumni, it's Rabbi Jachter. It's a privilege to share with you Divrei Torah in honor of Parshas Kedoshim and in honor of Yom HaTzmaut that we're observing this week. And we're going to be dealing with a dilemma that many people grapple with, and that is the question of Aliyah against parental will. The mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is in this week's Parsha. Mor Av V'Em is incredibly important. On one hand, on the other hand, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which was certainly in our minds in Yom HaTzmaut, is also incredibly important. Well, which wins out in such a dilemma? Rav Avad Yosef deals with this in his Shelot Tshuvot Yechav Adat, Perek Dalet, Siman Mem Tet, and he comes down very clearly that although the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is incredibly important, and as in Gemara compares it to honoring Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, despite the importance of Kibud Av V'Em, the mitzvah of Aliyah is even more important. He quotes a celebrated story in the Sifrei, which tells us the story of great Rabbanim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bessei, Rabbi Masya, and Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yeshua, were leaving Eretz Yisrael. They got to the border, and they thought of Eretz Yisrael. They were starting to cry, and they tore their clothes. They proclaimed the pasuk that tells us we must live in Eretz Yisrael. V'yashtem osav, v'yishabtem ba, pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. And they concluded, Shkula yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. Living in Eretz Yisrael is equal in importance to all the other mitzvos. The Ramban, based on the Sifrei, says that it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah always to live in Eretz Yisrael. And many Rishonim agree with this. And all Rishonim, including the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, like the Gemara in Gittin, that tells us if you're presented with a situation to be able to, you have an opportunity to acquire land in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew who's selling the property, but you're able to acquire that property only on Shabbos, that, believe it or not, you are actually allowed to ask a non-Jewish attorney to write a contract so you'd be able to acquire title to that Israeli land. So important is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, explains the Rivash. It allows you to be able to bring benefit to the Jewish people, to be able to have our holy land in Jewish hands. So important is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael for Amir Lenoch to do an Isser Doraisa, to write a contract, to ask the guy to do what for us is an Issur d'Oraisa, is permitted for very few mitzvahs, but for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael it is, because it's such an incredibly important mitzvah, concludes Rav Avad Yosef, that it outweighs the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And he has precedent. He cites from the Marami Rutenberg, who already the great Rishon, who was posed with this question, and he came out in favor of making Aliyah, citing the pasuk in this week's parsha, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Certainly, Mora Av V'Em is incredibly important, but also the mitzvah of Shabbos is also very important and is presented in the same pasuk, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Shabbos osai tishmaru ani Hashem. Why are Kibud Av V'Em, Mora Av V'Em, and keeping Shabbos in the same pasuk? Chazal tell us. Rashi quotes it, that if a parent tells you to violate Shabbos, you don't listen to the parents. If the parent asks you to help them in a way that doesn't violate the Torah, you must listen to them. But if they tell you to do something which violates the Torah, such as violating Shabbos, you can't listen to the parents. Ani Hashem, the pasuk concludes, Kulchem chayavim bichvodi, you must all honor Hashem. Parent and child must honor Hashem. So if a parent tells a child not to do a mitzvah, not to take not to blow a shofar, not to hear the Megillah, not to take lulav, you don't listen to the parent in such a case. So too, we do not listen to the parent if the parent says not to make aliyah. But there's a Gemara in Kedushin on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that says that Rav Asi left Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Yochanan's sanction in order to visit his elderly mother, happily. And look at the Maharsha, who explains that we're speaking about a situation where Rav Asi left only temporarily to return to Eretz Yisrael, only temporarily to go help his mother, elderly mother in Chutz Laaretz, but with the intention of returning to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, this can be proven from the way Rabbi Yochanan explained his ruling to Rav Asi. Says, HaMakom Yachzircha L'Shalom, you should be returned in peace. You must return to Eretz Yisrael. You can leave to Chutz Laaretz, but you must return. Now, this is a, for some, this can be very difficult, and life can be complex and can pose to us serious dilemmas. And it's not so easy to know how to resolve this dilemma in practice. Rav Moshe Feinstein actually disagrees with this ruling of Rav Avad Yosef. Nonetheless, if somebody is dealing with such a situation, they should speak to their Rav, speak to advisors, try to think about very, very carefully how to be able to resolve this very, very difficult dilemma. But at the end of the day, what emerges from our learning is that the importance of Kibud Av V'Em, Mor Av V'Em, that we'll be relating on Shabbos, but even the greater importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of living in Eretz Yisrael, which is such an incredibly important mitzvah. We're reminded on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and may we all be zocha to move to Eretz Yisrael, and for all of us, it should at least be a thought. It should be a consideration, a serious consideration about moving to Eretz Yisrael. It should have a close place in our hearts. I'd use this occasion to wish a bracha v'hatzlacha to all of our Talmidim, to all of our graduates, all of our alumni, all the TABC family. You should have mazel and bracha. Bracha v'hatzlacha on everything that you're doing, especially this time of the year, the Sefiras HaOmer, as we are heading towards the great Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's a great time on behalf of all of the Rebbeim at TABC. We wish all of our alumni a wonderful Shabbos and great bracha v'hatzlacha.